The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 27th of April. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Kelechi Iheanacho continued his hot streak in front of goal to move Leicester City within touching distance of the Champions League. His 14th goal in as many games helped the Foxes come from behind to win 2-1 at home to Crystal Palace in the Premier League last night. Leicester now hold a 7-point advantage over 5th-placed West Ham in the race for the top four. Their manager Brendan Rodgers says his players were composed.
We've made a mistake for their goal, so we have to accept that. And now we stand and fight. And that's what the best teams can do. So, but in order to do that, you've got to keep your, composure. And I thought then second half we worked the ball really well, and got into some really dangerous positions. And now it looked a really good side second half.
Real Madrid entertained Chelsea tonight in the first of this week's Champions League semi-final first legs. Eden Hazard seems unlikely to start against his former side as he battles back from injury. The teams have never met in a two-legged European tie prior to tonight. Kick-off at the Estadio Alfredo Di Stefano is at 8 o'clock. Here's Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel on what the strategy should be.
Be ourselves. It's the strategy. Once you arrive, the higher you climb on the level, rely on yourself, rely on your strengths, and do the things that make you comfortable and which are proven that they work. And we have these things as a team, and this is what we try to do on the best level. There's no other approach for a match like this.
Mark Allen's World Championship dreams came to an abrupt end last night. The Antrim man won just a solitary frame of the evening session before succumbing to a 13-7 defeat to Mark Selby. Next up for Selby is a quarter-final against three-time champion Mark Williams. The first session of that match gets underway this afternoon. Quarter-final action begins at 10 a.m. with Ronnie O'Sullivan's conqueror Anthony McGill playing 2015 champion Stuart Bingham. And on the other table, Neil Robertson faces Kyron Wilson. Ireland legend Brian O'Driscoll says there's no rush when it comes to Ronan O'Gara's future. The La Rochelle coach has signed on for another 3 years in France with his team to face Leinster in the Heineken Champions Cup semi-final next Sunday. O'Gara's progression has propelled talk around a return to Munster, but O'Driscoll feels that is premature.
I can understand why he's gone and signed on for another 3 years. He's got the backing of the board in La Rochelle, or the owner, or he's playing, his team are playing a great brand. He's got some really clever players in key positions. It's a great part of France. Like, what's not to like about all those things? The Munster job will be there for him. Rog isn't going anywhere. He's continuing to build his coaching acumen. And if he manages to win this weekend, or he manages to win a European Cup or a Bouclier in the next few years, his stock will continue to rise, and it'll be inevitable that Munster eventually will come looking for him. And when that time arises, I'm sure he won't be able to turn it down. But for now, with Johan van Graan in situ in Munster and Rog very happy in La Rochelle, I said it before, be careful how quickly you get to the top, to the job that you want to get to, because there's a finite period of staying there too.
Aidan O'Shea is expected to be fit for Mayo's Connacht football quarter-final with Sligo. The Brafey man was sent for a scan last week on a knee injury sustained during Mayo's first group training session of the year, but scans have not revealed any ligament damage, meaning O'Shea avoids a lengthy spell on the sidelines. The Punchestown Racing Festival gets underway later on today, with the Grade 1 William Hill Champion Chase the feature. Rachel Blackmore will be aboard Ryanair Chase winner Alaho. Blackmore's champion jockey rival Paul Townend returns from injury to ride the favourite Chacon Pourceois in that race. Townend and Blackmore will have to do battle too in the champion novice hurdle with Blue Lord and Utrecht respectively. And in the Grade 1 novice chase over 3 miles, Blackmore rides Envoy Allen with Townend piloting Monkfish. Action at the County Kildare course gets underway at 20-4. Coming up on OTBAM from 7:30 with Jergal Roy and Owen Sheehan, we're speaking to Brendan Devaney on GAA, Philippe Beauclair on the Champions League, heptathlete Catherine O'Connor, and Neil Tracy will talk rugby. Then tonight we're joined by boxer Jason Quigley. Andrew Mangan will chat about Arsenal's ownership issues, and Miguel Delaney will discuss the Champions League. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.